My name is Beth Tronroot. I was born and raised in lovely San Diego, California. My major is kinesiology with an emphasis in physical therapy. While working on that, I'm also completing the prerequisites for dental school. I know I want to be a dentist, but I'm debating right now if I want to specialize in either, pediatrics or orthodontics, or just, stick with general. It all depends on how much school I'm willing to do after I finish San Diego State and then go to dental school, so we'll see. Why am I taking physics? Well, to be perfectly honest, I'm only taking it because it's a requirement. I never took physics in high school, and knowing that I had to take it scared me. I don't understand physics, so it was really hard for me to understand, and I still don't quite understand the concepts, which is kind of, giving me a problem now, because I should understand the concepts from the first semester, and I don't, so I'm struggling, and I'm trying to catch up, but, as much as I'm struggling in physics, I understand the importance of it, and really, it's about the problem-solving method, as Tony says all the time, knowing what info you're given, and then taking, and knowing what information is known, and then planning out the steps to solve the problem from there. Understanding the concepts would help immensely, because then you have a base to start with, and you have somewhere to, take your information to, and you know what you're looking for, and what your initial equations are, and what, you're given, and you understand it a lot better. If I were to go down the physical therapy path, I would definitely need to get my physics straight, because, it's important. If an athlete gets hurt and they pull a muscle, or they strain a muscle, or sprain, or break a bone, I need to know what they were doing and what, forces were exerted on that muscle and the angles that they were at. And physics, that's how you do it. You use physics, and that's how you solve it. So physics would definitely be important to understand if physical therapy was the dot that I chose. With dentistry, you don't use physics as much. If I did do orthodontics, definitely would need it then. Where you place the brackets is important. You need to know, where you place it, where it's going to rotate the tooth or move it. And you can really mess somebody's alignment up in their mouth if you don't know what you're doing. So physics would be important in that situation. In regards to the importance of the problem-solving method, we hear about it all the time. Like I was saying earlier, it is important. It really does help you figure out the problem as well. Most people are just about getting the answer and throwing out a number, but if you do that, you don't really understand what you're doing. And knowing the concepts and going through the problem-solving steps, it's important. You learn it, and it's understanding, and you write down what you're given and what is known. You draw a picture of the information and what you're trying to figure out, because it helps you put things together and helps you see what you're looking for and which equations to start with and what you have, and then you can explain what you're doing in the steps down. So, if you ever get lost, or you can start right back up where you left off, because it should explain where you were just at, and it does help, and it's important. So, overall, I'm enjoying college. I'm struggling a little bit in physics, but enjoying my college career. This is my fourth year at San Diego State, and as much as I'd like to say I'd like to get out of here, I'm having a good time. It's been a great experience, and I definitely wouldn't trade it for anything. I do find myself catching senioritis this year. Unfortunately, I won't be graduating for a long time, and it's not too bad, so I'm still doing my work, trying to get good grades. This is actually the time that I need to be focusing and buckling down. I have to improve my GPA and start studying for the DAT and prepare for interviews, because the dental school application process is coming up fast, so I need to start filling that out and getting ready. Actually, this is just the beginning of my college career, because, after San Diego State and getting my bachelor's and move on to dental school, and then if I want to specialize, even more school after that. So it's just an ongoing process, and this is probably the more lenient, laid-back part of my college life. So enjoying every second of that I possibly can. and working as little as I possibly can. The paychecks don't work out so well, but it's all right. But I would just have to say that this has been a great experience, and I've met a lot of awesome people and had some great professors and learned a lot of interesting things and learned life lessons. So college has been a great experience. So that's about it for me. Thank you.